Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The runway. Shake up. Lord Talk. The Icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonna Lore. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan. In person. The Icon, James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Legendary overall mother Didi Chanel and legendary overall mother Temptress Allure presents The Precious Moments of the Living Doll, Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia, $30 all night, tables $150, doors open at 10 p.m., grand prize, $1,500, double the doll, female figure, teen face, with a twist, mini grand, maker's gag, open to all, $250, Twister versus Sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway open to all. $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen versus Femme Queen. Sex Cyber. $200 each. Two trophies. Female figure performance. $200 plus a $10 pop. As a house. $250. All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother Didi Chanel and legendary overall mother Temptress Allure presents The Precious Moments of the Living Doll. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga presents Definition of a Diva 3. May 14th, 2011.
Location:
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Sex and Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Selvin Khan. Mini grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club kid runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Grand prize, open to all club kid face, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it if you will. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
And now, put your hands together.
On
the
base,
the real,
to the real.
Wait,
the legendary,
the legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are here, back live on the air for another installment of the show with a classic What the Fuck Tuesday slash part two of the North Carolina Awards Ball. recap, honey. It's going down, girls. A lot of people have texted me and IM'd me all during the day saying that they still had a lot of things that they wanted to discuss and a lot of things they wanted to say. So guess what? We're here. We're in the building, and we're going to get this shit popping, honey. Marcus Escada has called, has IM'd me, and told me that he would like the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, on the line because he has some things that he would like to address her about. And he also asked if I can get the legendary icon, Kool-Aid Nanishka Kahn, on the line because he also has to address them about something. So I'm definitely waiting for the Nicole to definitely get here on the line along with Kool-Aid and along with Marcus also to get on the line so I can definitely get them on the phone and get them on the phone. So I just got a text from Kool-Aid, and we're going to bring her Kool-Aid on the line. But I don't know where Marcus is at, so Marcus, you requested for these girls, and the girls are ready. And so, whenever you're ready, Marcus, we're here. But you know, my girlfriend left the chat room last night, honey, because she said it was too much bullshit for her going on in the chat room. So, let me see what she got to say that night. Y'all know who it is, bitch. It's that bitchy cut bitch, Miss 15.
You got it going on. Do it for the You got it going on.
Hello, Kelly.
What's going on, darling? How are you doing?
What's going on, baby? What's going on, sexy mama?
Nothing much. I'm just chilling, honey.
Oh, yeah, I'm chilling, too. I'm sitting here smoking a blunt.
I'm just chilling and shit, honey. So, my first what the fuck that I have for the night is, honey, so the children are going around and they're posting things on their Facebook, all types of statuses and all types of quotes and comments and everything. And I am the devil and I am the destruction of the ballroom scene and I need to be stopped. I need to be burnt and murdered. So what the fuck?
Baby, yeah.
And I'm living it, honey. I'm living for it.
I'm living for it, too. I have a what the fuck also. I want to know what the fuck is up with Finn Milan from Miami, Florida, that does porn up in drag, and I have his pictures. He walks realness and realness with a twist, and I have his pictures. Kelly, I'm going to email it to you right now.
Oh, no.
Yes. He just walked at the awards ball. He was up at he just walked at the awards ball. He walked realness and realness with a twist, and he gets up in drag. And he just walked a latex ball. He walked drag's face, matter of fact. The pictures from him walking drag's face at the latex ball, but now he's walking realness with a twist and thug realness. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm gagging. I am gagging, honey. I'm livid, honey. Well, bitch, I got another what the fuck, honey. What the fuck is up with the Ebony's? Because, you know, we had a lot going on yesterday, so we didn't get to it. I want to know what the fuck is going on with the Ebony's fighting the Ebony's and the Doubletree.
Oh, they do that all the time.
Baby, that's a lot.
They've been doing that. They do that everywhere they go. They ain't nothing new. What I want to know, what the fuck is up with everybody crying last night about this whole Tony situation? Like, I really don't want to go there and touch too much bases with that. But at the same token, I quite didn't understand why. I understood why people were crying, but I want to know what the fuck was up with the whole situation going down the way it was, but then people really started to cry the night after. I didn't see that, me personally.
You know what it was? I'm going to be honest with you. And the reason I was crying last night, because a lot had happened, but it was just so touching to take and hear Felicity and the kids call in and say how they feel. That's why I was crying.
Yeah, no, that's sad. To me, I can see why Felicity and them would cry, or even you would cry over the situation. I'm talking about people as a general, like, people say, oh, this is such a sad situation, and Tony, when I look at Tony, you know, I didn't see Tony, but Tony been fighting for years. This is the same, I just want to get something straight real quick. This, like, I have no problem with Tony Revlon, but let's be honest here, and I'm just going to lay it out, and whoever don't like what I say, or whatever Revlon don't like what I say, you can suck my motherfucking dick, okay? So I'm going to say it. Now, this is the same Tony Revlon that was in Detroit in 2003 that got into it with the Detroit girls, and they got into it, and they fought down. Janice Goddess, all them fought Tony and all the Revlons, and they flipped the Revlon bus over, and they created havoc in Detroit. This is the same Tony Revlon.
Hold on, 15. We got to get Nicole on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
Why would you call me the cell phone and not my phone?
Oh, girl, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry, girl, I'm sorry. If it hang up, we'll call you back. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
She hung up. Hold on. All
right.
Yeah, oh, my God, hold on. It's just a lot. It's a lot going on tonight, bitch. Whoopi, come over here and give me my gun, please.
Oh,
hold on.
Kelly.
Oh, go. Oh, wait, hold on, 15. I'm going to dial her number now.
Okay.
Oh, wait, chill. No.
Okay.
Close. Okay. Now, over there on our table. Hold on 1 minute. Thing.
What's she sitting?
Hello?
Wrong number.
Hello?
Sorry, wrong number.
I can't hear you properly. Who is speaking?
Sorry, wrong number.
Yeah, it's Sam.
Hey. Wrong number.
My number?
Yeah, wrong number.
That's 347.
To habla English?
Wrong number.
Yeah, yes.
Hang up.
I'm not English.
Yeah, I can speak English.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Puta. I'm not English. Puta.
What?
Oh, one number.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Sí. Okay.
En el número mal.
Sí, fine.
Okay, thank you.
Who is that?
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Huh?
Hey.
Hello, you're live on the air.
Hey, everybody. Who's on the air?
Yeah?
Nicole, press 1 on your phone.
Okay.
Hey, Keisha.
Okay.
Who's in the building?
Me and 15. Hold on. What?
15. Hey, what's
on,
up?
Hold
on,
honey.
Okay,
oh.
I call. Yeah?
Oh, Poppy, hang up!
Poppy, Pooja!
She's working me right now. He's working me overtime. Hold on, I got this. Okay, I got it, honey. I got her. She's gone. Hold on, let me get Beverly, honey.
Well, hello,
hi, 15. How are you?
I'm doing all right, baby. Still recovering from over the Carolina weekend, honey. I got so much to say to Mr. Marcus.
It kicked in on me when I woke up today.
Baby, I got so much to say to Ms. Marcus. I'm waiting for him to get on his phone because I'm about to read the shit out of him.
Please leave your message.
They got to say right. To me. I don't know. They just want me.
Okay,
today.
Here she go. Kool-Aid, Beverly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beverly.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air. Hold on. I'm trying to see where the hell is Marcus, because he requested for you and Nicole, so I'm trying to see where he at.
I'll
what the fuck?
That's why it goes into my statement. See, this is what goes for my statement. That's why I'm...
Well, y'all finish y'all what the fuck, and let me call Marcus and see where he at. Go ahead. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
I don't have a what the fuck. Yes, I do. I got a what the fuck. I got a what the fuck calmly. What the fuck are we going to do? I wonder how many smart-ass people understood that.
Okay.
What the fuck are we going to do? Because they requested for a read, but I want to know what the fuck are we going to do about promoters like that? What the fuck are we going to do about
what?
The balance that we pay for now? We pay. What the fuck
what
are we going to do
fuck?
About the disrespect? What the fuck are we going to
yes.
do? What
yes.
are we going to do?
Yes. Exactly. And you know what, Nicole, the problem that I have with Miss Marcus with the whole weekend, like what the fuck is up with Miss Marcus lying to me when I called his phone and asked him how far is the ball from South Park area? He told me it's a 15-minute drive. Baby, I gagged. This thing, I gagged in that taxi. I gagged.
Well,
what's going on?
You know, why am I being requested?
I don't know. I guess maybe
Selvin. This is 15. They said Marcus Escada from the ball that you commented at North Carolina, he requested you and Nicole because he gets something to say to y'all. I guess he want to go off about something. But I don't, you know, I don't care for Ms. Marcus, so, you know.
I mean, I only responded to something that I heard. Now, if he didn't say it, I don't have a... being the bigger man to apologize about
it. Kelly, you know, the bigger man, you're a woman. And he said to tell her that it was the commentator of her house
right.
who counted the judges instead of her child.
Right.
Quote, unquote.
He put it on you. He put the situation on you, Selvin. That's why he wanted to talk
bitch.
To you. He said that was your fault.
But that's the thing. Nobody can put nothing on me because it's not my ball.
What part
was that? 15 people on the panel, and I wasn't the one that told one of the judges to leave. So
what part would Paige, and you wasn't the one that didn't allow Milan to end the situation by trying to judge twice.
And if you really want to get into it, like I said, and I say it again, if anybody was there, when I picked Milan, I forgot, and I'm keeping it real, I forgot that Milan had walked. That's
yeah, but what
one.
Happened?
Number two, he broke the tie. Mark said no. When I turned around, he was on the panel for the next category. Milan said it himself that Mark put him on the panel.
Oh.
If you really want to get into it, if you really want to talk about the category, I think I was really being fair because, like I said, one, I didn't want to do it when we decided to let the crowd do it. I stepped back, and like I said, before I had stepped back, I said, I'm not going to do this. It's because my child is walking. He is a con, and I'm a con. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step back, and I'm going to let Jack handle it. So if anybody that is listening on this video, please let me know if I was wrong, because if I was, I could be the bigger man to apologize. I don't think that I did anything wrong.
I don't think you were wrong at all. I think you did what a commentator is supposed to do. You did what you did your job. You know, it's up
yeah,
to Marcus.
I don't think
Marcus
I wrong. Like I'm not getting no big thing out of it. I just responded
right.
to something I heard. But which I should have
right.
did before I did that, and before I voiced it, my opinion, I think that I should have asked Mark myself. Well, so I will give him that, but I was just only going by what was told to me. That was all.
Right. And what people fail to realize, I want to let the ball kids know that Commentators are not the people that pick the judges. Commentators do not pick judges. The ball promoters pick the judges. So don't blame the commentator because there's 14 judges on the panel. That's all I have to say about that one.
Well, for 15.
Don't blame Selvin and Jack because there's 14 judges on the panel. They didn't pick them.
Yeah, I didn't pick nobody. I only went by what the list was from the first half. And to be honest with you, I didn't even have the list for the second half. To be honest with you, I did. So it was like...
Well, Marcus' phone is going straight to voicemail. I mean, it's going busy, so I don't know what's going on with Marcus. But we have a slew of callers, so let's take these callers and see what they say. And I guess Marcus will call him when he's ready because he requested y'all. But now his phone is doing shenanigans.
She knows.
Hold on, we got a caller.
708-953 live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Okay, I guess not. Well, if you press 1, please have something to say or we're going to disconnect you completely off the line. The next call I have is 215-500. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 215-500. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? Okay, I guess not. The next call I have is 267-269. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? 267-269. You're live on the air.
Why are we so quiet today, caller?
Yes, honey. The next call I have is 443-500. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? Let's try this one more time. 443-500. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Okay, I guess not. Let's go to the next caller. The next caller I have is area code 612-281. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Why is the hand up? It's okay.
Oh, well, your hand, well, they want to know why was your hand up, caller. Call back in. The next call I have is 252-679. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hello.
Yes. Baby, you're on the air. 252-679. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next call I have is 803-439. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, this is Letitia, the OR godmother of the House of Revlon, and I'm calling just to clear the air on a couple of things. First of all, I want to say that there is no beef between the House of Revlon and the House of Mizrahi. What happened that night, it happened. And as far as the girls that was getting hurt, that got hurt in that, I'm sorry about that. And we also have girls that was inside my house that got hurt as well. But everybody's trying to make Tonya to be out as this one and only animal, and nobody's remembering that they tried to jump that man, okay? And anybody that knows Tony from back in the days, they know how he could get. So it's like, it's a lot of disrespect that goes on within certain commentators. I'm not saying all commentators, but there's certain commentators that do be trying it over the mic. Like, they use that mic as a microphone as their own personal telephone. And I don't think that that's right. I've even been disrespected over the microphone. And I can use, for example, the last ball in Virginia when they want to sit there. They know that that was my first time there in Virginia, and then they want to give the great up about the legendary Letitia. What kind of mess is that? You know what I'm saying? When people come to the ball, that takes the fun out of balls. When they sit there and try to be shady to girls over the microphone, and whoever is listening and know that it's the truth, y'all need to speak up and be honest about it. And then they're always talking about it's the old girls this and the old girls that. It don't be the old girls that be. It be the old girls that be really trying to with each other. So in a way, I do feel that people think that the new girls should be the ones that come through. I think the same thing, because when Peppa and Avis and them gave it to us, we had to come through. The ballroom is never going to get back to how it used to be, so they might as well just let it be how it is now, because it's never going to be over like it was back then. It's never going to be like that again. And so I think that the gig is just up. But, yes, I will call the certain things.
Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 moment, Letitia. Hold on 1 moment.
Okay.
Hi, Letitia. How are you?
Hold on, Nicole, 1 moment. Hold on. Oh, what the fuck is going on with this thing, honey? What the fuck is going on with this phone? Hold on. Hold on. We're trying to get someone on the line. Hold on.
Hello.
Everybody, please welcome to the show the icon, the overall father, Andre Mizrahi. Andre, press one on your phone.
So, can Letitia continue?
Go ahead, Letitia.
So, what I'm saying is this, is that the ballroom scene is never going to get back to how it was. And the disrespect that it seems like the older girls are giving to one another. Like, okay, even down to certain commentators are the ones that has been giving people their statuses, because we do know that certain girls that's being called out legends and icons are not supposed to be. They're just girlfriends of certain motherfucking certain commentators, and we all know this. Okay, if you really want to break that down. So when it comes down to the commentators being shady to girls, especially like the fab girls, why are y'all being shady to the fab girls and y'all trying to make the fab ones look like they're not? I think that is so shady and so late to even be doing that to people, period. We don't come to balls to be taunted and to be tried, you know, and stuff like that over a microphone. If somebody's walking and they get chopped, so be it. You understand what I'm saying? But as far as you just picking random people up out the audience to get your motherfucking kiki on with, and I'm not thinking, if they don't apply, let it fly. And I'm not saying that all commentators are like that, because you do have some fab commentators that really get this started. You know what I'm saying? But then you got those other ones, and people look up to the commentators on top of that, and they listen to, like, the commentators are the ones that really got the voice in the ballroom, if you really want to break it down. So for them to be shady like that and throwing shade over a mic where nobody can really defend themselves because the crowd can't hear what they're saying, I think that is late and that's tired.
Okay, well, Letitia, I have to stop you and say, because you said that people in your house got hurt. The people in your house, hold on, everybody, hold on. You said people in your house got hurt. The people in your house that got hurt, they got hurt because of the fact of them retaliating and coming towards us. Nobody in our house that got injured had anything to do with the situation between Jack and Andre. It was no reason for Tony to beat Mother Felicity down with a baseball bat, and she had nothing to do with it.
And you're right. Listen to me. Felicity know that I love her down, okay? And she knows that. And this is some real talk. It's not no ballroom stuff. Felicity know that I love her down. And I don't like the fact that happened. But the only thing that I could think of is that Tony blanked out. They jumped him, from what I understand. So they jumped him, so he just went for whatever he saw, because I guess they jumped him and thought that he was just supposed to have backed down. Y'all know better than that. They thought that it was choice.
Nobody jumped Tony. And Tony and Jack pushed and shoved with each other. Tony swung at Jack, and Jack retaliated after him swinging. The animals in your house, the animals, those swim queens, that was Tony swim queens, animals, what situation? Hold on, Letitia, I let you speak, and I didn't speak, and nobody spoke. The animals in your house, the drag queens, Miss Keisha.
Okay, Wait one minute, Letitia. Letitia, wait. Okay, first of all, Kelly, don't say animals. They are people. Now, they might have did something wrong that we all be doing sometime, but they are people. I do understand, period. All of this needs to stop. This Tony is my father as well as he's yours. No one jumped Tony. Now, we all believe that he did slip out, but no one touched him completely. Tony slipped out and got his whole house out there.
Okay, let me just say this. Kelly, there's no need to be disrespectful, okay? Because you're sitting here calling people animals that somehow you're the one who had the mace and the stun gun, from what I understand, too, okay? So,
and
you can't.
Yeah, I did have the mace and the stun gun, and your house members were the ones with the crowbar. Hold on, your members was the same way.
We're not getting anywhere if y'all keep going like that.
We're not.
Kelly, calm down. Calm down, Kelly. The devil's a liar. calm down. Calm down.
Hold on. Because they saying that I had mates.
Right, but yeah, and we all and y'all everybody had things.
Let me speak, Nicole. Let me speak. Okay, because I was politically correct last night, okay? Okay, and it was your same members that was out there with baseball bats and sledgehammers and gasoline. And yes, I did call them animals, and I'm going to continue to call them animals. I don't have a problem with sitting here and fighting with anybody, and we're going to fight and we're going to use our hands. But when girls want to come and they want to swing chairs and throw chairs and all type of things, yes, I'm going to go into my purse and I'm going to pull out. And I'm going to go in my purse, and I'm going to pull out my mace, and I'm going to pull out my stun gun, and I'm going to protect myself, and I'm going to protect my members. They had sledgehammers. They had crowbars. They had a baseball bat. They bust out members' windows. They bust out members' windows and all types of things.
Kelly. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm here.
Now, I know that you're angry, but let me just ask you that. As big as you are, do you think that somebody's going to come at you with their hands?
It doesn't matter. The red line was
it
wrong.
It doesn't matter.
It's a fight.
Your house was wrong.
Listen to me. Listen to me. All y'all need to listen. This is the problem. Hello?
Go ahead.
Andre, go ahead.
This is the problem with the ballroom scene right here. Everybody cannot admit when a fucking house is wrong.
Thank you.
I don't care if they're your friends. I don't care if they're your friends. I don't care if they're your family. I don't care if they're your cousin, your mother, your father. When someone is wrong, they are fucking completely wrong. It is no reason to sit here. Let me finish. It is no reason to sit here and make reasons for someone that is wrong. We are human. If we can accept our wrong, try to fix it and keep going. It ain't no reason, Letitia, for you to be up here saying, well, this did this or they jumped him. None of that happened to Letitia. I was there all night. I was gagging that I didn't get touched, but I was there. No one jumped Tony. Tony did all of that himself. I don't know why he did it. That's my father. I love him dearly. I don't know why he did it. He flipped out. Whatever happened, happened. It's gone now. I think everybody should let it go and try to forget it completely. It's no reason we can sit here and go back. It ain't nothing we can fix about this. It's completely over with.
We can learn from it because this is
You
bad.
Know what? That's the only thing you could do is learn from it. And you know what's really serious about the whole situation? God was with the whole situation. Everybody's fine. Everybody's fine but one person right now, Tony. Because Tony got to do probably 10 or 15. You don't even know what he got to do. And God forbid the man don't hurt himself in there. Because you don't know what the fuck he's going through by himself in there while everybody's out here arguing over fucking faggot-ass shit that's completely stopped. We understand Tony was wrong. We understand all of this happened. There's nothing we can do about this now. But let it go. There's no reason to sit here and try to attack and fight and do all of that because it ain't going to do nothing but have somebody else in jail or dead completely.
Okay,
let it go.
Since we're moving forward from here, because it seems like Tony is the only wrong one in this, but like I said, it does stem back from the commentators using that microphone as their own personal telephone.
Okay. Now, stop right there. Since you sit down, let's say one more piece and let you go. I'm going to say one more piece and let you go.
Andre, this is Salvin. Now, Letitia, this is the reason why I'm saying something. In Virginia, they disrespected you, and I got on the mic, and I took off.
You did, but in the beginning, Salvin, even when I walked past you when I was on the runway, I said to you, you were sitting out there, the legendary. Oh, so
yes,
now I'm
I
legendary?
Did. Okay, now listen, this is where this coming. What you should have did was, you should have put me to the side and asked me, and I would have had no problem of asking.
Wait.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm only talking what you need to hear from me. If you felt a certain way, it should not take you now to say something because you saw me in North Carolina. You could have put me to the side then. You never pulled me. You never put me to the side and said, Selvin is a shade or Selvin, what is this going on? You never put me. If you would have put me, I would have calmly told you. I don't have a problem with.
I have to tell you something like that, though. Tell me, come on, man. Come on.
You know, right now, this doesn't have anything to do with. Hello. Selvin and Letitia, right now, what we're talking about right now don't have anything to do with legend statements, stars, icons, period. Let me finish. The bottom line is, you say it says Tony is the only one wrong. What makes you wrong is when you hit someone. Regardless of, I don't care if they verbally screaming and doing whatever. What makes the next man wrong to go to the next step is when you hit somebody. As an adult, you have to protect yourself. Let me finish. As an adult, you have to protect yourself when someone hits you. That's when all of the drama started.
Okay, and you're right about that, but you never know what state of mind somebody's in. You understand what I'm saying? So for people to come to a bar that's supposed to be having fun and be getting taunted over the damn microphone, I think that is late and that is tired. And ain't nobody.
And I agree with you. I agree with you with all of that. But so do that mean take it to the next level?
Okay, but
y'all going when y'all going back and forth and y'all keep saying that the commentator no, there is a form of respect that is due to everybody. We are still going back and forth, but we are missing what really happened with this situation. It has extremely evolved into something else, and there's no one that we shouldn't be on this phone yelling and screaming and accusing something. The only thing we can do is learn. The House of Mizrahi does not have made it clear that they don't want to fight or go any more further with this, that it will be handled in a professional way by the law for whatever that happened then. There's not going to be a situation. I think that we should find a way to make peace. The disrespect to Letitia, the disrespect to Andre or Kelly or anybody on his phone is not necessary. That's exactly why we're going through this fucking shit right now, because nobody knows how to respect authority. To a certain degree, Letitia is right about being an icon herself and coming and being disrespected. It does not mean that people should take out their anger and hurt people. I don't pay cash to see a fight. I pay cash to go to a ball. So while we're sitting here going back and forth, what we should be trying to do is, how can we fix it? How can we fix this situation and come from it? This is a fool. This is not fun. We're just yelling and screaming and losing whatever cells we got left. Why are we doing this? It doesn't make no sense.
Well,
don't disrespect Letitia. Don't disrespect each other.
Wait.
Let's not go off.
To be honest with you, and this is Selvin, like I said, and I'll say it again, if Letitia had any problems with it, Letitia saw me in Virginia. And then Letitia saw me.
First of all,
you know,
let me tell you something. This situation that's going on, that's happening right now, and it happened on Sunday, has been a little fucking icon motherfucking status, okay? Three of our motherfucking kids was in that motherfucking hotel room. Set on fucking fire. I don't give a fuck about icon status, or I'm getting called out of my icon, and y'all talking about icon status once again. I'm gonna meet all of y'all, okay? Let's get to the motherfucking nitty gritty and the plain play. It was three innocent motherfucking kids that they had shit to do with it in that motherfucking double key hotel, bitch, that could have lost their motherfucking life, okay?
Yes. It was more than three. In the first one, it was more than three people that could have lost their lives.
It was a building of people. It was a building.
Corey, hold on. Corey, well, you call Letitia after the show about that bullshit about iCar.
That's right. That's right, because this don't have nothing to do with legend statements and stars right now. It got to do with human beings dying in the middle of a function.
Right. Yeah, it's way bigger than that. We went past that. The legend statement and stars, we done went past that. They're burning down buildings and people are losing themselves. We passed the stars and statements, bitch. We are being all, we getting on newses now. We are hitting the records and fighting each other.
Hello, what I'm trying to say to you, it has nothing to do with legend statements and stars. I'm talking about as far as being disrespected, period, over the microphone.
Letitia, this ballroom been disrespected from day one. They've been doing it for years. So what's taking? You got to either, baby, they've been disrespecting this ballroom scene for 22 years completely. It has gotten worse as of the years. Now you either deal with it or you let the ballroom go. That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
I mean, it doesn't make
no difference as far as me letting the ballroom go, because I am who I am, and I always will be who I am in the ballroom. But we're trying to come up with a solution to make the ballroom better. You understand what I'm saying? So what I said to you was, if I had to take the new girls to do what they got to do for the ballroom scene, then just let it be, because it seems like the old girls ain't getting the ballroom together.
You know what? You know the sad part is? The sad part, no, you know, I got something for what she just said. The sad part is you got to blame the fuck some of the fucking old girls. Why? Because the old girls teach the new girls, and that's the situation we in right now.
Listen, what I'm trying to say is that the old girls do teach the new girls the same way that we were taught, and
when we were taught, we wasn't burning down buildings and doing the rest of this fucking shit. Now the new generation is learning from these old. Wait, let me finish. Let me finish.
Oh, my God. Letitia, you have no point. You have no valid point.
Whoever that is, don't try it. Because I know back in the day, it was very sledgehammers and hammers and shit like that back in the day, too, on the motherfucking pier. So don't sit here and fucking try it. They were saying people's wigs
on the pier. You're right. You said on the pier. I never seen sledgehammers in a ballroom scene. That's outside in society. Where it's not right, we understand it. We're talking about ballroom right now.
But they never had guns in the ballroom either. You telling me?
I've never seen nobody have a gun in there. I heard about it. I never seen it.
You lying. So Vanity never pulled out a gun in the ballroom, Andre.
I never myself seen anyone with a gun. Now, just like I said, I've heard people with them. I never seen.
Y'all fronting, and y'all know
that
y'all fronting. Y'all sitting here
fronting. Y'all taking this ballroom scene personal, and y'all can't see what's wrong from what's right, and that's why we where we at right now.
It's not y'all.
No, it's ballroom. It's y'all.
Yeah.
Not only Revlon, it's not only Ms. Rahees, it's ballroom. It's past it. It's everybody. It's 80% of this ballroom is personal, where if it's something wrong with their house that they did the drama, they cannot see it. And that goes for every fucking house, and that's the problem.
That is not true, because I'm admitting to the drama from my house. And I'm saying,
no, you're admitting it 50%, Letitia. No, you're admitting it 50%. And I'm gonna put it in my shoes. If I went the fuck out there and did everything that Tony did, and Tony's my father, so you cannot sit here and say I'm not personally fucked up in the head with this right now. If I did everything Tony did myself, it would be all my fault. Why I did it is no such thing where we have to sit here and say, oh, because we never know what he was going through. We all go through personal stuff. You don't even know what the fuck I'm going through right now.
Like what I'm saying, everybody goes through personal things.
Oh, my God.
A ball, they don't want to be taunted over a motherfucking microphone. Don't
I understand that. So that means since you're being taunted, let's tear the building down and blow up bitches?
No, I never said that either. I'm not saying that.
So why are you sitting here bringing that to fourth day? Because that's what it means.
I'm trying to come to a solution. That's what I'm trying to do.
I got a solution for this. The solution is if every parent and overseer in every fucking house teach their kids how to respect each other, we won't be in this problem, period. That's the solution.
Hello? Hold on, I have another caller. The next call I have is 757-303. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Missy, if you say hello one more time.
Okay, she's gone. The next call I have is 734-5. 6-0. You're live on the air. Seven three four five six zero. You're live on the air.
I'm sorry, just listening.
Okay. Press one and take your hand down.
There's so many brains that's tainted in this ballroom scene. It's so sad.
The next caller we have is 708-953. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. You know who I am. I wish my name not to be broadcast over the air, but I was right there. And Letitia, Tony was in the wrong. And if it was me, I would have defended myself also. But Kelly wasn't in the wrong. And like I said, I was standing right there, and I saw Keisha Revlon attack Jack too. And they was trying to get her up off of Jack. Jack got attacked by three or four people while nobody was out there really helping him but Kelly and a couple other members that was in the front, because everybody else, they pushed out of there. And it was wrong. It went too far. It was wrong. And I think we all need to come together, pray about this situation, and let it go.
Thank you, caller. The next caller that we have is 404-563. You're live on the air. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller we have is 267-467. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, hey, Andre, hey, Nicole, this is Big Nose. What's going on?
What's going on, baby? How you doing?
I got two things. First of all, it's sad for the younger kids, for the fact that a lot of the younger kids, I mean, what happened at the ball, because a lot of the young kids is on YouTube, and you got people at school watching these balls. You got the parents also watching these balls and giving permission to these kids to go to these balls. And for them to even, like, go on the internet or go on the news and read a paper and see that their child is involved in extracurricular activity as such as this one and the things that's going on there, that's sad. And for number two, she was talking about the commentator thing, about whichever commentator was saying anything. Understand that a lot of people got their names from commentators. You might take it a shade, but you turn that shade into your best ability. Feminist Destruction wasn't as good as she was. They kept calling her Feminine Destruction, the destruction of feminization, and she has made it to where she is now. So you take it and run with it and make the best of it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Carla. Okay, now back to the panel. There's no more callers. Anybody that's out there, if you have anybody, before I go back to the panel, anybody that's out there and if you have something to say, feel free to definitely press 1. Please hold on to my callers because I have to pay some bills at this time because the show is not free. Hold on.
I'm a diva. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga presents Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legislation starts at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Selvin Kong. Mini Grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skit runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary Femme Queen Performance, $500. Grand Prize, open to all club skit face, $1,000. Open to all club skit performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it, if you will. Mother Erica K. Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3. Legendary overall mother D.T. Chanel and legendary overall mother Tempest Allure present the precious moments of the living doll, Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia, $30 all night, tables $150, doors open at 10 p.m., grand prize, $1,500, double the doll, female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini Grand, Make Us Gag, open to all, $250. Twister vs. Sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway, open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen vs. Femme Queen, Sex Idol, $200 each, two trophies. Female Figure Performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. As a House, $250.
All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary Overall Mother D.B. Chanel and Legendary Overall Mother Tempest Salora present The Precious Moments of the Living Doll. The Icon, James Caan, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, Legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan. See in person. The Icon, James Caan, presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Okay, we're back from our commercial break.
Oh,
well, Marcus is trying to call in. Can I have my special lowrider caller that I called? Can you please call Marcus? Can you please get Marcus on and try to get Marcus on? Marcus, hit up our friend that we play cards with so he can bring you on the line. Okay, Marcus is in the chat room. He's trying to get on the phone lines. Hey, still there, Kool-Aid hung up. I guess Kool-Aid hung up.
Girl, this is a fool.
Told her we have a caller. 646-350. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? 646-350. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Okay. Back to everybody else that's on the phone. So, 15, how do you feel about all of this?
I don't see it. I don't see nothing that Letitia said. I don't breathe it. I don't eat it. I don't smell it. I don't use it. No shade. It's no disrespect to Letitia. I just don't see it.
Hello, can you hear me?
I just think it's wrong. Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
It's okay for you not to see it, Letitia. Wait a minute, Letitia. I'm 15. This is what makes us all well, because we are entitled to our own opinion, and we are entitled to be wrapped up in our feelings. And it's okay if you don't understand or you don't see it. But what I'm just saying is that we should just not be going off and yelling and screaming and getting disrespectful. That's it. You don't have to see it, because you may think it's bogus. Letitia may feel like, you know, that you may be talking a whole new another way. We all entitled to our own opinion, but we don't have to just go bananas with it. We should be able to argue to disagree.
No, I respect her there, and I don't take that as okay or anything like that, because everybody has their own opinion, and I just stated what I felt was a fact, and from what I've seen and went through inside the ballroom, seeing that we having so much experience that I have in this thing, so to know what this time it is and what goes on, so that was just my outlook on the situation.
Okay, well, I understand that, Letitia, but this is the problem that I'm having with just any. This goes for anybody in general that walk balls or that's in the ballroom scene. I feel like anybody can say anything that they want to say out their mouth. This is America. We are in a country where you can say anything that you want to say. Now, when it comes to you blowing up a hotel, you have arsenal, you have axes, you trying to kill a motherfucker, you beating bitches with gas that didn't have nothing to do with the situation, the shit is wrong, and that's when you can go to jail. But yet, I can say what I want to say out my mouth. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. You can say what you want to say.
That you can't
but when you can handle somebody, that's something different. We're in a whole different ballpark.
Okay.
You are right about that, but some people tolerate but so much as far as being disrespected. And I'm quite sure I'm quite sure that you yourself is not going to be disrespected but so much before you want to blow. You understand? So I'm not saying what he did was right. God knows I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that being disrespected, I think that, like, you never know what state of mind anybody is in and what they're feeling that night or what they're going through. So for them to be taunted over a microphone like that, I think that that is late and that is tired. You understand what I'm saying? That's the only thing that I'm saying. I'm not saying what he did was right. You understand? I do know that whatever he did, that he blanked out. But I can tell you this, that they had to have jumped him, and I know that he had blanked out because he was hurt. That man got hit in his head with a damn stool. You understand what I'm saying? So
listen,
I know that
he did not get
hurt.
Well, let me stop you. Letitia, let me stop you.
Hold on.
Letitia, wait. Okay,
I was also saying, he got hit in his head, Letitia. He threw a stool. Let me tell you the situation, Letitia. Him and Jack had words. He pushed Jack. Jack pushed him back. Tony swung. Tony grabbed the chair, and Tony launched the chair at Jack, and Jack cracked Tony with the chair. The Redlaws and Tony and Jack had a tussle. They fell on the floor. Tisha and those girls jumped on top of Jack. The kids jumped on top of them. I pulled the kids off of them. I told Tisha to get her off of Jack. That was the situation.
Right, and you had even people stepping to the overall mother of my house, too. You understand what I'm saying? So I know everything that how went down. And I'm not saying what Tony did was right. But we all know what it gives, and we all know what people give. You understand what I'm saying? So
no, that's what I don't understand.
Some people have been
Marcus, give Rodney a call so we can try to get you on the line, Marcus. Marcus, if you can hear me, give Rodney a call so we can get you on the line.
Letitia, when you say we all know what people give, wait, Rondra, let me say this. When you say we all know what people give, that's still not acceptable because we disagree with something or because we always get angry. And I also want to tell you this, that it is also taking away from the fact or the statement that Andre made yesterday that she did not see him. You're basically saying that he was and he just was angry enough to just do this. And when we're sitting here acknowledging the fact that maybe something really was wrong and it blacked out. So when you say it, you know what people give and you know what they give. It really does sound offensive because it said, okay, so, well, because someone did this, he had to go and burn down the hotel, and that's when 15 is going in. So you're saying that, oh, well, that's not what it's supposed to give. It's not right is what the argument is.
You know
what
gets me, Nicole? Wait, listen, y'all.
Right.
No, it's my turn. I didn't speak in a minute. Hold on. What gets me is the but. Why every generation, every house, if
what?
They're wrong, they gotta say, yeah, but. No,
but,
it ain't no but.
Say that, Andre. If this is Andre, since you want to say that, you're not even taking responsibility on the fact of what Jack did as well and what they do over that microphone. You're not taking that responsibility. I'm taking responsibility for what Tony has done, and I'm coming
no,
in.
No, you're
deep.
Not.
But
no,
so,
you're not.
But that's
if you were taking responsibility
yes,
for what
you're
Tony
just...
has done, let me finish. If you were taking responsibility
Tony
for what
Tony
has done,
right
you would have came on the
Tony's
radio.
In jail
Tony,
right
is
now.
Complete...
Tony is in jail right now, and I'm quite sure that he's learning his lesson in there.
So Tony is taking responsibility for what he's done, not Letitia.
Excuse me?
Tony is taking responsibility for what he has done, not Letitia.
I'm taking responsibility, too, okay? Because that
so
is my...
you all take the ball out of it.
Too. So when y'all go to bash my house and call my kids in my house...
I'm not bashing your house. I'm not one of them, Letitia, on Facebook and was reaching out to your house knowing that all of that happened. So I don't bash your house because your house came from where
I
was.
I didn't say you. It was on the fly, let it fly. I never said you. But what I'm saying is that I'm taking responsibility. So why don't you honor the responsibility as well so we can just move forward?
Okay, what am I supposed to say? That Jack was wrong for defending himself? Jack was not wrong for defending himself.
Jack was wrong for the way that he'd be on that mic trying it sometimes.
So what? See, here
that's
you go. Here you go.
Oh,
you're not
right,
going into
a
head of what will happen. You go into
legendary
status of years ago what he might have done.
Listen,
you got to go into this night of Sunday.
It's only so white.
to the girl that it's not happening to. You understand what I'm saying?
Baby.
It's only so much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it means something to me, honey, when y'all sitting there and y'all want to try it with me over our microphone, and when y'all want to try it with other girls, it means something to me.
Try it with me. Try it with everybody. Letitia, learn it. They tried it with everybody. How many times they tried it with me? I didn't go out there and try to fuck a bitch up because they tried it with me.
Andre, you don't got a voice like that. You don't have a voice like that. So you're going to tolerate somebody trying you like that. You're going to tolerate it. And plus, they're not going to try you
that
much.
Oh, so that makes a difference. Since they don't have a voice, see, that doesn't make sense what you're saying, Letitia. Since I don't have a voice, but I don't have a voice about the
people. Andre, they're your people. They're your people that's doing it.
Girl, I love you dearly, but you ain't making no sense.
I'm not making no sense, Andre. You know what I'm talking about. It's true. Stop saying it's trying to make it seem like I'm crazy. You know what I'm talking about.
Everybody in this ballroom can be wrong or right. We're not going past that. What we're going past is what happened.
Yeah, you're not owning up. You're not owning up, though. But we're trying to move forward.
I didn't do anything. What the hell I got to own up for?
Andre. Kelly.
I'm here.
Nicole.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, everybody. Listen, I'm muting everybody except Nicole and Kelly right now. Okay? And I want to talk to Nicole and Kelly only. Letitia, that doesn't mean you don't have to hang up. I want you to listen to me clearly as well. And Andre, just stay right there, please. I want you guys to listen to me clearly. Everything that transpired this weekend is very, very fucked up. Very sad. And there is no solution to what happened. Pointing the fingers is not going to get anybody anywhere. Andre hit it on the nose when he said that it starts with the mothers and fathers teaching the kids to start respecting each other. But it goes past that as well. All you people in the chat room, all you people that's listening on the phone, it starts with you. Tony is the prime example, the poster child of a person who lived inside this ballroom and had nothing else really to live for at a point in his life. Almost being 50 years old, 45 to 50 years old, a man at that age, what else are they going to do with their lives? But hold on to this ballroom. Over the past year, Tony, in his own little way, was trying to make a difference in this ballroom. A lot of people agreed with it, and a lot of people didn't. But that's what he was holding on to. That was the last bit of life he had left. Whatever happened at that ball to set him up, I'm sorry, to insult him, caused him to snap. You were taking away from whatever he was holding on for the last bit of his life, and you insulted it. He was just basically attacked by it, and he felt threatened, embarrassed. And that's what caused him to snap. Because he had nothing else. So it starts with you people. Find something else in your life and don't necessarily let it be just this ballroom. Find something else in this life and go back and forth to the ballroom because the ballroom will always be there. Don't let your life be centered around this ballroom 100% like that, because there's going to be a time in your life when you're not going to have nothing else to hold on to as well. Tony lost his mother about 2 years ago, and it traumatized him. You got a man who basically just didn't have anything left, anything else. So you don't know what kind of other people out there that are just like that. How many people out there just don't have nothing? They hold on to this ballroom for everything, for dear life. And when you take that away, what else are they going to have? I may be wrong for saying, I'm not saying I'm on anybody's side. I may be wrong. That's just my opinion. We all have our opinions. But just, I just think that this ballroom is completely, I've said it a million times, completely in a state of emergency. And we have to find a way to change it, but the best way to change it is changing it within ourselves. Go ahead, Nicole and Kelly. What do you think, Nicole? Kelly?
Nicole? Jasmine?
Yeah.
I don't know where Nicole is at. Nicole is gone.
Where's... All right, so start bringing everybody back on and they can talk.
Andre, Leticia.
Leticia?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, everybody's back on. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, baby, hold on.
Boys and Queens, presenting the dynamic ball DVD producer, originator of the Sneaker versus Sneaker category, executive runner's contestant, and member of the House of LaCroix, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Hello, am I still on the phone? Hello?
Yeah, you're there, Leticia. Hey, Tom.
Good evening. How you doing?
Oh, child, I'm out of here.
This team don't go nowhere.
I can't be bothered. Oh, child. Oh.
15, baby. Do
okay.
Me stay on, stay on.
He wears me out, honey.
Go ahead,
well,
Tom.
Honey,
girl,
take a
you
break
know they can't
if you
do
out.
Two nights
take
in a row, honey. What's up?
Take
girl.
A break if you're having some issues, because I'm here.
Oh, girl, give me a whole break, honey. I don't like you, honey.
Likewise.
Oh, please. That's the bottom line of disrespect right there, like completely. Like, regardless if I don't like the person, I'm not going to totally start disrespecting them as soon as they get on the phone. And then they wonder why the ballroom is where it's at. If no one has respect for anybody, completely.
The ballroom, it lacks a lot of respect, but it also lacks so much respect because people have some no respect for themselves.
So the ballroom don't even respect Tom. It don't matter. It's about human beings, period. He's still a human, period. Everybody's supposed to respect each other. If you don't like somebody, there's no reason to speak to them. Just walk past them. Why you got to breathe their thought? Why you have to curse them? Why you have to do this? That's the part of disrespect with everybody that needs to stop. There's a lot of okay, people Tom, I might don't like I the way they do things. Tom, I apologize for not liking you. Go ahead.
There's no need to apologize for stating how you
okay,
feel.
Well,
I respect you for being,
go
I respect
ahead now.
You for
go
being,
ahead.
I respect you for being honest, and it's okay to be honest if you don't like me, and that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
No, excuse me. I think the point that Jasmine was trying to make, and Jasmine, I agree with you 100%, you can dislike me all you want. The problem is you can't put your hands on me. That's the problem that a lot of you people in the scene don't understand.
Yeah, that's the major issue. You're not supposed to put your hands on anybody, and that's what it boils down to.
And that's the problem.
And but you look at a person like Tony. You look at a person in his situation, and not only did he put his hands on you, he beat you with a weapon. He beat a car. You know, they beat cars up. They set, you know, setting rooms on fire. I mean, you have to really sit down. Sit down now. And you're pointing the finger at him and you're saying this and that. Why is there an echo in my ear? You sit down and you do this, but you need to look at that person and say, what the fuck was going on through his head? And understand that there's really something wrong. And a person like that, there is something wrong that would cause that.
Let me say this, okay, because
I'm not saying that that was right as far as what he did inside that hotel, but Andre, it wasn't that when they was getting ready to jump you in Atlanta, and Tony and Keisha had stuck up for you and had kept all of them off of you and was about to bust their asses for y'all, but he wasn't an animal then, so it's like y'all.
I never called them an animal. Why are you putting me in this? I never called my father an animal.
Letitia, listen. Letitia, listen.
Because
I understand what you're
saying. That's why I'm saying he's trying to make this man to be out this one and only animal when he has sat there and protected a lot of y'all. That is so tight of y'all to do that. When he did snap, and it was wrong for him to do that in the hotel. Yes, it was innocent people there that could have got hurt, but the ballroom has been fighting for damn years. Yes, it might have got out of control this time, but I'm not going to sit here and try to make
control
Tony out
of control or maniac. Honey, it's a difference. It wasn't out of control. It went to the news, baby.
Wherever it went, it was, the ballroom has been on the news for years, even with girls stealing and mopping and motherfucking scrapping and stealing people's identities and all that other bullshit, too. Okay? So, but I'm not going to see him try to make him out to be a monster.
Jasmine.
He is a monster.
Jasmine,
this is.
You are
who
you are.
Yes.
You make the person who you are.
And hello. And Salvin, I can't hear. Letitia, it was Keisha Revlon that helped me get it right. Tony was inside.
Tony did
not
help
about
you too. Tony did not help you too.
I'm telling you what happened. I'm telling you. You wasn't there, baby. I'm telling you what happened. Tony would help me anytime because that's my father. But I'm letting you know. Tony.
Next video, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh,
I'm
baby, I'm talking about outside when it happened. You were not there, girl.
Oh, yeah, you're such a liar, man. You be lying. You.
I'm telling you, it was Keisha Revlon that helped.
You're such a liar, Andre.
Tony would help me, too. Tony would definitely help me. But Keisha was the one that day that helped me. I'm not sitting here taking nothing.
Go ahead, Tom.
I mean, what do you have here? And when I came on the line, you know, I don't even know who that girl is, 15, whatever her name is. But that's, you know, what you're
girl,
hearing right
look,
now.
There she go
what
again.
What you're hearing right now is an example of the disrespect that is existing in this ballroom scene from
exactly.
Individuals such as that person, who I don't even know, and I don't even think this child knows me. And then you have Letitia, who I have a lot of respect for, but you can't reason with people like this. And so, you know, wasting your time and your energy and your breath trying to explain to Letitia why it was wrong, you know, and she's saying it was wrong, but she keeps saying but, and she keeps making excuses.
You know what, Tom? Because many people stay caught up in their feelings. People so that
but
we
let me complete this thought. You know, me and Jack have had our issues. You know, the lady threw a drink in my face, and everybody knows I don't use Miss Jack. But I don't care what Jack says on that microphone. It's not going to drive me to want to attack him with a chair. And that's the point that everybody keeps missing. I don't care what Jack said to Tony. And, yes, you can say things that push people's buttons and make them want to go over the edge, but you have to have enough self-control as a 45-year-old person or even an 18-year-old person or 21-year-old. You have to have enough self-control not to allow somebody to use words to force you to do something that's going to put you in jail. And if you can't have that much self-control, then you don't need to be among us, because those types of people are dangerous, and I don't like to be around them. So I don't get this whole argument of, well, Jack was trying it on the mic. So what? Who cares? I don't care what he said on that microphone. It did not justify what happened from the first chair being thrown to the match being lit. It didn't justify it, and as simple as that.
Well, you know, to say that what you have said, Jeff, Leah, I think I appreciate the total fact. I think you couldn't have said it any better, and if anybody couldn't understand what you said, it's fine. The only thing I will say with it is that Tony did have a lot to live for. That's why it's clear to say that he snapped because of how much he loved and went in. I don't think, and like I said, and it was so unfortunate, not to, especially to the three individuals, but to Kelly, who was in another room, knowing it was for her, to the people, the white man that had the long trench coat, Jasmine, out there with his legs, hairy legs, showing, and everybody
paid their money to the hotel. It was a disaster. And we are pointing fingers and pointing feelings when the person who actually did it is incarcerated right now. And they're going through whatever it is that they're going through because we don't know. So, Jasmine, what you said was perfect. But Tony has just had a twin grandchild. His daughter just had two twins. I mean, he was very proud about that. He had a lot of things just going on, but he held on to what he knew, and you were right. He held on to what a child. And people disagree because we, and what the problem is, we don't know how to disagree and say, I can disagree with Tom, and when I see him, I hope he's not throwing shade. But these days, if you disagree with someone, they throw shade. We don't know how to come up from, well, I don't like that. Okay, well, you don't like it. And go on about ourselves. We take it personal. We get insulted. We feel disrespected. And I think all that happens with us, that comes from with us. It's a disaster.
Well, you know what? You're right. You're 100% right. But what I'm saying is that people just need to start having so much more in life. If Tony had, you know, Tony had all that stuff going on with his family, that's all wonderful. Do more things with your life, and you do, when you're so caught up in this, you're so trapped into this. Anything can happen. All these fights that we have going on constantly. This is just not the only thing that has happened. Like
has
Tom said yesterday, what happened in Philadelphia with the car and people getting hit, to what happened in Chicago. I mean, it's getting so ridiculous.
It's like we need a timeout. It's like I think everybody
I said that yesterday.
I've been thinking about it, and I prayed about it, and I feel like because and I didn't don't misinterpret what I told you about what you were saying to what you were saying. You understand? And when you made that statement, yes, now we the people that you speak to, Jasmine, I speak to, and when something happens to somebody else, we look at it and we say, wow, oh, that's so sad. How could that happen? But when it begins to happen in our circle, y'all, this is a big problem. This is no reason for anger. We should be scared. I'm scared.
We should be scared. We definitely should be so scared because look what this is the same. Everything that happened that night is what us as gay individuals have to deal with constantly.
I agree with Jasmine, and this can happen because that happened with such a significant person as part of the ballroom, Jasmine. That just showed other people down the line how to express themselves if they felt like a leader
exactly.
like yourself or a Jack. So this can happen at any number ball because it is, and we're still bickering. And with that, I just can't get it. I'm just almost
but
ready
Nicole,
not to be a part. I can't get it.
I'm going to agree with you, Nicole, and I'll tell you why I feel like it's not over, because if you listen at Letitia, if you listen to her talk tonight, it's clearly not resolved in her mind because she's still very upset, and she continues to try and justify why Tony, and she says she's not, but it's clear as day that she's trying to make a justification as to why Tony did what he did, because he felt disrespected on the mic. So
there is no justification. Then we know there is no justification. We don't know what, like Jasmine said early, we don't know what. He could have snapped. He could have blinked out. But while we're sitting here saying the commentator and this is the reason, we as people really don't know. We really
don't know. That's why we as people need to be so much stronger.
Yeah, we need to be
a part of this or anything in life. As far as life goes, I'm the prime example. I'm the prime example of a person who would pump to a ball, either go to a ball or give a ball, host a ball, co-host a ball, or whatever. But guess what? That next day or that following day, I get on a plane. I come back to my home.
Jasmine.
I come back to my business. I come back to my real life.
Thank you. Thank you, Jasmine.
And if you have,
and Jasmine and everything, that's nice, and God bless you guys and everything, but that's not a reality for a lot of people. And
no, and let me finish, Nicole. Let me finish.
Other people may have other ways and other things that they may do. The point and the fact that I think Jasmine is trying to make is we need to dedicate our lives and dedicate our time to something other than this. Some of
exactly.
us get our self-esteem and get our life. And when it doesn't happen, we start sniffing coke more. And when we lose our life, we start doing this because we have lived according to this so much that if we don't get it no more, we allow ourselves to lose ourselves. And it has been an
example
of that for years and years. So for us not to know this, while we have seen it, Jasmine, Kelly, and some people have been around from like the early 90s and seen how each individual from Venus and certain other individuals have literally lost themselves, their life, their confidence, and everything because they allow 15 at some points to judge them, and that's what they get their life for. That's what they get. They're upset. You know, I don't never believe that I can be upset at a chop or I can be upset at someone not choosing. That's the way they feel. But when other people feel like that, it bothers them. Now, if it's a disrespect, I'm upset. What happened at the North Carolina Ball Judgment was a disrespect. I was upset.
Okay, well, now,
since
you mentioned the panel of 15, I want to bring Marcus on the line. Marcus is not on the line, and I'm going to open the microphone up also on Kool-Aid because Marcus wanted to address you and Kool-Aid. So, Kool-Aid, you're on the phone, and so is Marcus, and so is Nicole.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Okay, great. I just want to thank everyone. First off, I don't know if any of the promoters got to come on this show. Last night I was traveling, so I was unable to get on the phone. But I do today. I wanted to take the opportunity to first thank all of the patrons that came to the ball from near and far. You know, it's certainly from the six of us. You know, we definitely appreciate everyone coming out to the ball. And, you know, we know that we've had some concerns about, you know, how things went, you know, specifically with, you know, Nicole, you had some concerns. And, you know, as someone who came from a very far distance to support our ball, I wanted to address them and kind of open up, you know, to shed some light on the situation because a lot of people don't really know what might have happened. So from there, you know, in regards to where the location of the ball was, essentially,
Andre,
you know,
are you there? Andre?
I'm here.
Okay,
you there, Andre. Go on. Okay. Go ahead, Marcus.
The six of us decided to have the ball in Mooresville at first was mainly because of, you know, the issues last year. We weren't able to secure the same place as last year, mainly because, you know, there were thousands of dollars of damage caused to that place. The bathroom toilet was taken out of the wall, you know, to the point to where we were threatened to be sued if we didn't pay these people for these thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage. After having paid them, we're not welcome there. So the ballroom has created another place in which we cannot go. So we were thinking of a place where we could basically have enough space, time, and opportunity to finish the ball. There were two places, essentially Mooresville, and then where we had the D-Up ball. The conflicts with dates with the deal with the Grady Cole Center didn't allow us to have it there. So essentially that's where the ball was. I'm not quite sure, Nicole, who told you the Doubletree or South Park was the host hotel, but in none of our literature is the South Park ever mentioned. The House of Ebony chooses to stay there because of, I just want to address this. It was never mentioned. You know, we chose to stay there, but we had vehicles, and, you know, we know that the hotel is very spacious. It has kitchens, so it has accommodations in which, you know, we find more convenient. For those who asked me personally where they should have stayed, I suggested Uptown in Charlotte, which would have been a little closer to the ball. But I also let them know that the ball is about 20 miles away from the city, 20 minutes and 20 miles, and that there were hotels in Mooresville. Again, I do apologize, Nicole, if you got the wrong information, you know, that about where we were staying at or why we were staying there. That's first because, you know, and next year or if there is a next year, I do hope that we, if we have to go back out there or wherever we do it, that we actually secure a host hotel that is minutes away from the ball. The second thing about the whole smirk situation, the realness with a twist category, no commentator was ever instructed to have them Vogue over and over and over again. What happened was, essentially, we all came into the ball with rules that we wanted to stick to. It's very difficult throwing a ball with six people in five different houses. So we actually sat down and said, if this happens, this is what we're going to do. This, you know, this is how we're going to deal with it. Essentially, one of our rules were going to be that every house was going to judge one half in grand prize. That was how we wanted to do things. That was unable to happen because of basically some houses were allowed to stay. So once one got to stay, there couldn't be any, you know, disparities. So we basically said, you know, we're going to allow, you know, these others to come on, which honestly, that wasn't what I personally wanted to do, but it happened. I do apologize. It happened. It happened last year. It happened this year. And even when we attempted to rectify the situation, I never think people should be judged by 14 and 15 people. That's crazy. So what happened was a judge got up, which was a garçon. They got up from the panel, and we didn't notice because at that time the fight was breaking out. People were smoking in the venue. They were doing a number of things they weren't wanting to do, and we were talking to the venue to make sure we could continue to give the ball because we wanted to make sure every category was called and all the money was given out. So at that point, I didn't notice that the panel went from 15 to 14. It happened to be a tie. I personally wanted to have both of them stand to the side, battle someone else, and, you know, in a little while so they both could catch their breath because I did notice that they were, you know, out of breath. I want to apologize to Smirk Khan and to the other, I think it was a LaCroix or Ebony or whoever he was battling. A prodigy, because that was wrong, and, you know, in regards to it. I personally would have also never left it to an audience opinion, because at that point, to me, it becomes a popularity contest. You know, it happened. I do apologize. Things happen. I do, you know, it happens. But
Thank you so much.
Now, Marcus, I'm sorry. I think that was very well put, very well spoken.
Please, Marcus, God bless you. Thank you so much. If everything you said was just appropriate, I just wish that a lot of things was expressed. God bless you. I have no response. I apologize for my anger, but I am very, unlike a lot of mothers, protective over kids. And if something just happened, like you said, well, you don't see it. Okay, well, you know, you don't see it. I'm not going to argue with you about what you don't see. But when it was happening, like the way you described it, it was really gagging to me, because one of what you said is, my son is sitting here huffing and puffing, and no one is stopping this, and I'm sitting here as a mother, and I'm supposed to sit here and think that it's cute. The devil's a liar. I'm not beauty, bitch. I'm a mother. So I appreciate that you said it. I apologize to you. I hope that we can move forward from this. I'm so sorry, and I thank you so much for just coming and acknowledging that and apologize to him. I have nothing to say. You can go, and y'all can talk about everything else now. I'm so sorry.
Well, Marcus, I think Marcus is to be congratulated for the professional way in which he handled the whole situation, the whole
ball, personally, and
Marcus, thank you for that.
I don't need to apologize about anything, and the reason why I don't, and I'm speaking for me, because like I said, number one, I didn't put those judges upstairs. That's number one. Number two, when we finally realized that was going on, we couldn't find a judge at that time. And by the time we did find one, because this is where the repeating kept coming in. The repeating kept coming in because, one, I kept arguing with certain judges, which I'm not going to name because it's going to be hard to find them, but I was debating with other judges about what was going on, and they kept telling me to do it over. At that time, as they kept telling me to do it over, the people that was battling for Smirk and a Prodigy was never complaining. They kept going. So that's how that happened. So when it finally got to the point of Milan coming into the situation, that's when Mark got very, no, he cannot judge because he walked. And like I said, and I say it again, after that category was over with, Milan was on the team. And when I spoke to Milan about it, because I didn't know who put him on there. But when I spoke to Milan about it, Milan told me Mark put him on the panel. And my exact words was, well, in just the case, you had already, why would you, if you was already told that you couldn't judge, how are you on the judge's panel? And that was my thing. And like I said, I didn't say anything until I got the call last night about what was said.
About like you being the one that counted the children, and that, and him saying that the 14 judges and he, you were counting back and forth. That well, you was the commentator from the house counting back and forth. But now
and
that
like,
he
and,
said,
and like I said, when it comes out to the audience situation, the reason why I did that because, like I said, we couldn't get a 15 person. So me being who I am, I said, you know what? We're gonna let the crowd do it. Not near one time. No one said to me. No, everybody agreed with it, so it was no problem. And at the same time, my member lost. I didn't even take it as no shame. And like I said, and I'll say it again, I also said out my mouth, I'm not doing this is because, one, this is my house member. So me being who I am, I let Jack do it because Jack is not a con and Jack wasn't a prodigy. No one stopped it then. And when to be honest with you, and after that situation, the prodigy child won. And to be honest with you, everything else was fine. Nobody argued, nobody slipped out, nobody went off. Maybe some people had their like opinion, but that's what everybody
well, what I have to question for you, Marcus. Yes, wait, but I'm gonna ask Marcus a question. Okay, you said earlier about the six people and stuff like that. And then I heard you also say, because I listened carefully, that there was so much going on, so a fight and this broke out, because that would have been my question. I have six people, why wasn't there some type of order and structure? And these are the things that we need to figure out what we can fix, because that was a problem, Marcus. Now you said six people's on the can that you know, y'all threw the ball. Now the way you explained to the distance of the ball, yes, you're probably right, because when they was doing it, maybe I was getting Ebony information instead of y'all information, because we were all the way in South Park, and that was like $100. I thought that the distance and the direction should have been detailing to these people because of how inconvenient y'all have been by having to throw it all out there. So I think that they should have been prepared for that blatantly. So when you have the ball and all this is going on, my question is now, what are we going to do to fix that? Because you had six people there, and there was no one to actually stop it and say, "Hold, all right, this is bugged out. Allow a legend or an icon or whatever they choose to either fix this battle, end this battle, or make the judgment." So now, what do we do? Where was the six people? And what do we do to make sure this don't happen again? Because that was a whole.
Hold on, everybody. I have a slew of callers, and I only have 10 minutes left until everybody going to have to hang up and call back in for the extra hour. So let me take these callers and let's see what these callers have to say. Hold on. Okay. My first caller I have is 646-350. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Mike Haynes.
Hey, Michael.
I want to piggyback on what Jasmine said, also on the Tony issue. My concern was we have got so caught up in watching and living for drama and watching it unfold. We were standing there during the time the situation took place between Jack and Tony. And it just got – it was an exchange. But what bothered me is during – when it got heated and it started before they started shoving each other, no one tried to pull them apart. I ran in and pushed Tony back. I stepped in between and pushed Tony back. No one came and grabbed Jack. No one came and tried to keep to calm the situation down. Security was horrible. Security, the police were horrible. Throughout the whole thing, in both places, the hotel and at the event, no one did anything to stop anything until it got way out of control. And that's my problem. My problem is we were there. Mother Khan, you were standing right next to me.
Oh, my God.
We were standing there, and I ran out there and grabbed Tony and pushed Tony away from Jack initially.
to stop
everybody it. Everybody stood still, and this is how no leaders, no one came to resolve.
Mike,
nothing.
I said the same thing yesterday. I've been saying this for 2 days, how people stood around and watched it happen and did nothing.
Did nothing. Until chairs started flying, until people started bleeding, people were getting tased, nothing happened. And then the police allowed, when I came outside, after calling him, so I went over to check on Jack, and Jack's neck was bleeding. I'm talking to Jack, trying to calm him down, because Jack was a little disoriented. So I'm talking to Jack, and understandably, after what took place. So I'm talking to Jack, trying to calm, you know, see if he's okay, because Kelly came over, because Kelly is calm no matter what. Kelly is Kelly. So Kelly came over, and I was telling Kelly, okay, fine, you know, take care of that, but at the same time, you got to get something for Jack, you know, because you're in that environment and have blood coming out of you, you know, scratch marks and whatnot, that's unhealthy. So to get that taken care of. But when we leave outside, I'm watching Tony and some of the kids in this house running throughout the crowd, unchecked, with 10 police cars around, the police standing right there, and no one's doing anything.
Nope, no one did.
Everybody's
anything.
Just
right
sitting
that.
Around watching shit happen. And then what really bothers me the most is everybody has so much to say. No one did a damn thing to stop it. And maybe if somebody intervened, maybe if somebody grabbed him and pulled him down onto the ground, maybe if the police had got him then and calmed him down, this would never have escalated to the hotel. And that's the part. And nobody said it's joint. I'm mad at security. I'm not even angry at anybody else that was standing around in the ballroom. I'm mad at security because the security didn't do shit. And we're going to patronize that venue. When you go back to North Carolina, you're going right back there. And that's the sad part. You could have been killed in that place and nothing would have happened because those bouncers didn't do anything.
Yep, not one thing.
I'm pushing
Tony back, and yes, Tony was enraged. Tony was angry, and I was pushing Tony back, but no one came and helped push or hold or retain or stop anything. It didn't until things started going crazy, until everybody started piling up on Jack and Tony over the corner. Nobody did nothing.
And
that's
the
part that makes me
mad. What makes it more even sadder is to really be furious in that case. That everybody needs to be serious with the person that told Tony or whoever where everybody else was at that hotel. Right. Because no shade, if they would have never told them, they wouldn't have been there. And nobody would have got burned or nothing.
Exactly.
Not
you know, and it's just like we have become so, you know, and I'm going to use that word animal because I know it offended Letitia. But, you know, where Tony went, was no different than those people that you see on the CNN breaking news. Nobody knows what makes anybody snap. Nobody knows what fine line anybody's walking. You could be wearing a smile one day, and the next thing you know, your girlfriend finds you committed suicide in your apartment. Nobody knows what the next person's going through. So we need not to add anything else or push anybody any further than need be, but at the same time, give anyone warrant to take someone else's life.
Amen to that.
Well, I'm getting enough of your time. And I'm on my way to Vogue Tuesday. I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you, Michael. The next caller we have is 302-333. You're live on the air.
Yeah, this is Marvin's Revlon. And I'm feeling some type of way because, like, at the end of the day, Andre, Jack, all of y'all are figureheads in the ballroom scene, and that not one of y'all did nothing to stop this shit. Like, nobody.
God.
I think everybody was wrong. If y'all want to say Tony was wrong, everybody was wrong. Everybody in the situation was wrong. Like, everybody was wrong. So all that disrespect to everybody coming at, disrespect, like, free disrespect. Once somebody starts getting disrespect to somebody else, then everybody wants to start getting disrespect to it, and that's why shit happens the way they did. Like, and then everybody coming at each other all crazy now. Like, y'all need to, like, get together and do some other shit. Like, this shit is crazy right now. Like, Tony's in jail and ain't, like, this shit is crazy. Like, that's all I got to say, man. Cause
Before you hang up, Selma wasn't on the mic. Selma was walking around doing him, having fun with everybody, speaking to everybody, laughing, and was getting prepared to walk. So I didn't have nothing to do with none of that at all.
Selva, where was I?
Yeah, and Andre was in the back. Maverick, I was talking to Andre because Andre was walking with the team. When I came through, was when I just thought Cheers was fine. Because I'm going to keep it real with you. When I finally came back there and when I finally saw what was going on, like people fighting, the first thing that came to my mind was Tree and Neil Chanel from the incident from the day before. That's who I thought was fighting. I didn't even know nothing about my grandfather and my sister fighting. When they finally got up and got split apart was when I found out who it was. But by that time, when they had broke them apart, my grandfather was outside. And that's when all the rest of that happened.
Okay, hold on. I have another caller. 240-440. You're live on the air.
Yes, hello. How you guys?
Yes, doing? You're live on the air.
This is Tim, and I have a few things to say. I don't want to take too much of you guys' time up. I do believe wrong is wrong and right is right, but I believe at the end of the situation that we all have feelings. We all are human. And I believe words hurt. I don't care what none of y'all say. Y'all not going to tell me nothing else. Me, you know that my dad is a big baby. Kells, you broke up plenty of fights. Kells, you got me out of mad fights. Kells, you got 06. You got me out of 20 fucking fags and caught me. You saved my fucking life, dog. So therefore, if you could do that for me, yo, and you knew my dad longer, and that's been my dad since I was 13 years old. So basically, if you put the math together, you probably knew the kid longer. You could have made sure that your two friends did not do that, yo. Like, real trap, me, you too. And I asked you the same thing, me. I said, why didn't you stop him? That's your father-in-law / GP, yo. Like, what's that? And you say, why we cry? We cry because at the end of the day, whether he got a fucked up attitude or if he could spat on you one day and then love you the next day, he's fucking human. And I can't call that man right now, and he can't call me. And he's probably calling on the fucking all of us, including God, and it's fucked up, yo.
I want to say, I heard what you said, and just say,
hold on, Nicole. We have 90 seconds. Everybody is gonna have to hang up, and if you want to be a part of the show. At 101, everybody has to call back into the show if you want to be a part of the show and you want
to
continue.
And you might have to log out of the chat room and log back into the chat room to be a part of the chat. So you guys on the computers, just log out and log back in so you guys can continue with the new show that starts at 1.
Jasmine, call me, please, when you get a moment.
Kelly, call me.
Tomorrow. Not tonight, because I'm going to bed.
Andrew, okay. You want to be called through the service?
What?
No. Andre, you going to be called to the service?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. Okay, so everybody hang up and call right back in, and we're going to continue the time at 101. Everybody, please call back in. Everybody in the chat room, please log out and call back in, and we're
Nicole,
going to continue.
Nicole, make sure you press number 1, and if you guys want to talk, press number 1 so you can move up in queue.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's how we're going to do this. I'll see y'all in a few minutes.
All right. Mm-hmm.